Speaking of state agencies, let's talk about DCF, shall we? There was a new report that is certainly not sitting well with everybody. Honestly, it shouldn't sit well with anyone. I don't care what your politics are. I don't care if you've got children or you don't. You do, you don't. This is pretty awful. So there was new information shared about DCF. At least 28 Connecticut children with DCF case histories have passed away since 2025. Let that sit with you for a second. And I got to be honest, this really bothers me. I mean, it, you know, not to make it, I really don't want you to think I'm making this about myself. But like today is my son's 8th birthday. And I think about this kid and the fact that God gifted me this child. I have no idea why. And he's such a blessing. And I understand, you know, every family's not going to look the same. I get it. These DCF reports, whether you have a child or you don't, should absolutely keep you up at night. They just should. The idea of 28 children with DCF cases have now passed away in their custody in the last year and a half. That should bother you so much. And I do know it bothers in particular one of our lawmakers, and that is State Senator Jason Perillo from Shelton, who's also the ranking senator on the Committee on Children. Senator Perillo, I know you're a dad. And even if you weren't,
this is just
gut-wrenching. I don't know any other way to put it. It's awful.
Well, and look, Melissa, you and I have talked about this, you know, many times. In fact, the fact that we have to talk about it so many times is a problem in and of itself. But to your point, look, this is not a partisan issue. Like, I've worked very closely with, you know, Senator C.C. Maher. Mm-hmm. She's a Democrat. I'm a Republican. You know, we're in the same place on this. You know, what can we do to help DCF help itself? You know, one of the biggest things that came out in the report you referenced about, you know, the 28 tragic deaths is that, you know, caseworkers at DCF are overworked. They have caseloads far beyond, you know, in some cases 28%, 30% beyond what they should actually be taking on. But here's the thing. One of the things that Senator Maher and I have been asking now for, to your point, a year and a half is, DCF, what can we do to help you? And we really haven't gotten an answer.
I don't get that.
One of the things we said was, if you need more money, if you need more staff, we will make that happen for you. But what do we get? We get crickets. You know, we look at, you know, the governor's administration, his team. Let's remember, DCF is an executive agency. It reports to the governor. You know, we said, you know, governor, your office, what do you need? What have you found? What has your research shown us? And the answer is really kind of crickets. Like, all somebody has to do is say to the legislature, look, we set the budget, right? All you have to do is come to us and say, hey, you know what? We need to hire more people. We need a bigger budget here at DCF. Fine. Democrats say fine. Republicans say fine. Here's your money. Keep these kids safe. Keep kids from dying. But we don't get that. All we have is a study. We have legislation that says there's going to be a study. There's going to be a work group. I'm probably going to be on it. But you got to help us help you.
But that's what I don't understand, Senator Perillo. And here's the thing. I don't want it to be as simple as, and I'm not saying that you're making it simple like that, but the response of, you know, we're never going to understand the complexities, or if we start to share what we have done wrong, now it's going to show what, you know, what our flaws are. That's garbage to me. I can't even sit there and go, oh, okay, so it was totally worth 28 kids. Like, if you look at some of these cases, and I know you know this, but you at home listening, listen to this, okay? Because this is real, and this is why you have to care about this, okay? So there was a death in June, a 3-year-old here in Connecticut, struck by a car in Manchester, also followed multiple reports filed with DCF regarding his well-being, okay? Another one. Teenagers overdosing, an infant suffocating in his sleep, a toddler found dead in a stream, a 14-year-old last December died by suicide following 27 abuse reports. And again, I don't want it to sound like I'm making DCF the villain. Like I said, I have a dear friend of mine has been a DCF worker for over a decade in this state. She takes her job very seriously and she does it very well. But I know from her and the people that she works with, who I get to talk to off the record, that they are not only exhausted, the systems are all wackadoodle. The leadership is not great. And quite frankly, even the idea of, I remember Senator Perillo years ago, my friend who's a DCF worker, she is also she has a gun permit. And I said to her, I go, why can't you bring that with you? She said, I can't, not allowed to. Fine. So I said, well, then do cops show up? Like when you go to these, you know, these domestic abuse situations to basically rip a kid away from an already violent couple, do you have somebody with you? Not always. And if I do, they're probably parked down the street. I'm not saying it's the DCF workers. I'm not saying it's that. But what I am saying is, I don't understand when it's so blatantly obvious to the point that even the workers are saying they don't have the support they need. They don't have the systems in place, the bodies to be there. But even the support when they are on grounds doing work that you couldn't pay me enough to do it. I don't get it. We know what the answers are. So why isn't the governor acting? Why isn't the leadership in DCF saying, hey, this is what we need. Here's a list of them. Because I'd rather just say, hey, we've come up short because we don't have those things versus let's just keep these reports going because nobody cares enough, basically. Like, how can you look at these deaths and say that, all right, the status quo is working? It's not working. It's not.
So the answer to the question, Melissa, is nobody's paying attention to what's going wrong. Think about what the governor has focused on when it comes to DCF over the past year. He hasn't taken work away from DCF. He's actually given DCF more work. Now he has DCF workers paying attention to and monitoring homeschooling kids. So he hasn't made their jobs easier. He's actually made it harder. And why does that happen?
I don't know. I want to know, too.
I like the governor. I've said this a million times. I think the governor's a really nice guy. But paying attention and doing stuff, it's like his kryptonite. Like, who's watching this stuff? Who's paying attention? Because you know what? When you're governor, when you're in leadership, you got to do stuff. You got to pay attention. You got to make decisions. You got to solve problems. You don't create new ones by giving already overworked DCF staff more work to do.
I just don't get, who are we protecting here?
And I don't mean to, I'm angry about this.
But I honestly, Senator Perlow, I'll take it a step further. I don't even think this is just Lamont. I mean, to me, the DCF's been broken for decades. I don't know if anyone has cared enough about DCF. I mean,
this is a decades-long problem. You're right.
You know what I'm saying? Right. I'm not saying that Governor Lamont can't take any ownership of it. Absolutely, he should, because we could have fixed this in the two terms he had, possibly even his third. But I feel like DCF has been overlooked for so long. Now, even just our mentality? Let's take a broader scope of this. Is that even our mentality when you look at how many kids are just sitting in foster care right now in Connecticut, and you look at how many kids are in need of services? I'll even go a step further. When you look at the disparity of a Bridgeport versus a Fairfield, and why are the kids in Bridgeport at such a deficit compared to the kids right over the town line? I don't know if in general this state really looks at the well-being of kids the way that they should. And I'm not even going to act like I've ever looked at it that closely until I became a mom. So I do understand there's a disconnect there. But this is something that, I mean, we have way overstayed our welcome. Because to me, when you've got 28 kids who die in the last year and a half, and we're not all freaking out about this, I think there's a huge problem. If we're not all bugging out about this, that kids just kind of are dying, I think that's insane. Like, just saying that out loud, I sound crazy right now. I realize I sound crazy, but that's a reality, and I don't know why more people aren't sounding like me right now, to be honest.
As an administration, as the governor, you either say, we recognize there's a problem, we need to take it seriously and methodically and fix it from the ground up, or you say, hey, you know what? We're just not smart enough to do this. We need to bring somebody else in who can fix it and then do that. But doing nothing, not making a decision, is a decision in and of itself. And I just truly believe that the governor has punted on this. And you know, we're coming up on an election. And if there were ever a time to be honest, it's now. And you know, the governor has just not executed here. He is a very nice guy. He has dropped the ball here. Let's just be honest with ourselves and one another.
So, but have you heard, and here's the thing, I don't know off the top of my head, Senator Perlow, have you heard a better solution from either Governor Lamont's opponent, Josh Elliott, or even the Republican candidate, Ryan Fazio? Do they have any solutions, or does it kind of keep going to your point? do we just kind of keep the status quo of, well, if DCF doesn't give anything, there's really not much I could do? Because, you know, it's very easy to lean on, well, I'm not in charge of DCF in that sense of like telling you, the people on the grounds, what to do. You got to tell me. And until you do, I don't have to do anything.
Yeah, well, you know, so, I mean, I know Josh Elliott, the Democrat. I know Ryan Fazio, a Republican. I've worked with both of them closely. What I can say about both of them is that they are serious public policy activists. They actually want to look at the problems. And I say this of both of them. And again, this is a nonpartisan statement. I'm saying this about a Democrat and a Republican. They actually want to look at stuff and fix it. And they actually believe that in this case, government has a role in keeping people safe. And if there's something broken, both of them want to fix it. Now, obviously, I support Ryan Fazio, but I'm saying this about a Democrat as well. These are serious people who understand we have serious problems, and they want to fix them and take them seriously and keep kids safe. I can't say that about the governor right now.
Okay. Well, that's fair. I mean, that's fair for you to say that, because I, like I said, I've had Governor Lamont on this show. And again, I'm not putting all the eggs in his basket, because I do think that DCF has been a train wreck, quite frankly, well before he ever entered office. But to your point, he has now been in office, and I don't see where DCF is improving. What I'm seeing is a revolving door of leadership for DCF. What I'm seeing is kids dying in custody. What I'm seeing is children who have died, and we didn't even know because DCF was FaceTiming with somebody who wasn't even the kid they were supposed to be checking on. I mean, you're seeing more and more problems that, whether they were there 10 years ago or not, haven't gotten better, in my professional opinion. And so someone has to care. Someone's got to act on it. And if it's going to be this kind of back and forth tennis match of, well, they're not giving me recommendations, so I'm not going to tell you what to do, or I'm going to tell you what to do, and now everyone is like, it's just, it's baloney. It's the nicest way I could put it. It's just ridiculous.
It's true. It's true. If nothing changes, nothing changes.
Yeah. Well, when you read a report that 28 children that have had DCF cases have now died since 2025 here in Connecticut, that should enrage people. Whether you're a parent or not, that should absolutely enrage you. And
everybody should be enraged.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I appreciate that you are, Senator Jason Perillo, and I thank you for always giving us the time. Like you said, I'd love a time where you and I talk on the radio not about DCF. I don't know when that will happen, but I do appreciate all the times that you do it. So thank you very much. And hopefully the next time you come on, we're not talking about this. We'll see.
I hope so. I hope so.
Thank you, Senator Perillo. Appreciate your time. We are going to be right back. And again, Senator Perillo is the ranking senator on the Committee on Children, which is why we talk to him a lot about policy in place and how can we better support DCF right here on WICC.